You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. As the region's population grows, so does the amount of drugs that's coming through the Gem State, and it includes an increasing amount of the dangerous drug fentanyl. Madeline Beck, who has been doing a deep dive into fentanyl in the Mountain West, reports on how this is actually straining crime labs in states like Idaho.
The Idaho State Police Crime Lab in Meridian is a little noisy, with machines running and air circulating. Matthew Gamet directs lab services there. He says around the entire state, there's the equivalent of about 11 chemists at Idaho State Police Labs testing all kinds of drugs, legal or not. Last fiscal year was a busy one.
We worked 9,848 drug cases, and we worked 14,980 samples. That gives you an idea of how much 10, 11 people are working. And if 9,848 cases go to court, you can see the problem.
Chemists are often called to testify on their findings in court. So when courtrooms open back up, they'll spend less time in the lab working through samples. Kerry Hogan is a forensic scientist and has worked at the lab for 13 years. She says she's seen an increase in the deadly synthetic opioid fentanyl, too.
Probably 2 or 3 years ago is when it really cropped up on the East Coast, and now it's finally here.
Fentanyl in the Mountain West is often disguised to look like prescription oxycodone or Percocet pills, and it's driving up overdose deaths across the region. According to Idaho State Police, in all of 2019, they had 37 fentanyl cases in their labs. And just the first half of 2021, they were up to 209. And Hogan says processing fentanyl generally takes more time than other drugs. They start at a lab bench, where they pour a solution into a little divot on a ceramic tray. Then they add drug residue and see what color it turns.
And it goes a variety of colors based on what the substance might be. We found that methamphetamine and fentanyl both turn a bright orange color. So it kind of changed our thought process in the laboratory. Fentanyl and a lot of the new synthetics have really altered drug chemists' mindset in safety and precaution.
So they'll have to take a version of the substance over to a machine that looks like a big gray plastic box, kind of like a fax machine. It shows the substance's most basic makeup.
Methamphetamine breaks apart into the same pieces. Fentanyl breaks apart into the same pieces. And that allows a reproducible testing system so that we can compare our unknown case samples to known standards that we have actually verified are what they should be.
Back in a conference room, lab director Gamet says they need more space with these increased challenges.
If we can have more space, we can spread things out more, we can deal with substances more safely, like fentanyl.
Idaho Governor Brad Little recommended spending $29 million for a new lab in his proposed budget, but the legislature would have to approve that expense. Going forward, Gamet says they'll also need to make sure they have enough people to handle their increasing caseload. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
And Madeline headed back to Idaho's crime lab for her series to look at the growing problem of deadly overdoses from the synthetic opioid fentanyl. Now, the drug is useful for doctors, but it is now showing up all over. There are ways to test for it, but in some cases, that's actually illegal, as Madeline explains.
Forensic scientist Kerry Hogan is in an Idaho crime lab looking at a device that can analyze fentanyl.
My most generic way to explain it is the reverse of baking. So if you put a chocolate chip cookie into our mass spectrometer, every time you put a chocolate chip cookie into there, it would break apart into flour, sugar, butter, eggs, and chocolate chips.
Analyzing fentanyl can take more time than other drugs, so Idaho's crime lab chemists have been working hard to process an increasing amount of fentanyl, often coming in the form of little blue counterfeit pills.
They are designed to look like oxycodone tablets. So they're round, light blue to green in color, and they have an imprint of an M on one side and a 30 on the other.
There are also fairly cheap ways for people to check for potentially deadly fentanyl in their own drugs. They're called fentanyl test strips, but they're illegal in Idaho and many other states. The strips act like a pregnancy test. One line if there's fentanyl in a drug's residue, two if there isn't. They're not foolproof, but early research shows that young people who have them use more caution. That can save lives. Still, Idaho health officials aren't pressuring lawmakers to make test strips legal this year.
our stance right now as a department is to really focus on providing some education to our partners about what that legislative change would mean.
Caroline Messerschmidt is with Idaho's Drug Overdose Prevention Program. She points to states like Pennsylvania, where a bill to legalize test strips failed last year.
They just didn't put the effort behind it that they needed to because there was this other thing called COVID happening at the same time.
As of last May, the strips were illegal in more than half of U.S. states. That's according to data from the Legislative Analysis and Public Policy Association. So why are they illegal? Well, Association Attorney John Woodruff found that in the 70s, many states copy-pasted the DEA's definition of illegal drug paraphernalia into their own laws. And that definition includes individual tests for illicit drugs. So he says the drug tests have been technically illegal for decades.
The question is, how do you, you know, get the inertia of having a law that's been in place for so long changed enough to sort of clearly make it allowable?
Woodruff says his Public Policy Association plans to draft new model legislation for states to change their drug paraphernalia laws and allow test strips. But some states already changed their laws, like Nevada, and others, like New Mexico, don't want to wait any longer.
Around 250 people would have likely been saved had we initially, when we first introduced this bill, if we had gotten it to pass.
Arian Showers is with the New Mexico Department of Health. The agency drafted another bill this year, and it goes beyond fentanyl test strips, legalizing tests for anything new that could come along.
Fentanyl probably isn't going anywhere soon, but we're already seeing analogs to fentanyl that are popping up in the drug supply that are actually not being detected by fentanyl test strips.
Shower says if they legalize tests now, they can use tools from the federal government. Last April, officials made it legal for states to use federal grant funds to buy fentanyl test strips.
If we can get this bill passed, it's really going to enable us to intervene quickly, immediately, and to really start trying to solve this problem.
Just legalizing the test strips doesn't mean states will use them, though. The tests aren't listed as drug paraphernalia in Wyoming, but state health officials don't plan on buying test strips yet, citing limited fentanyl overdose data. All this comes as the U.S. recognizes a grim milestone. In the 12 months leading up to April of last year, more than 100,000 people died from drug overdoses. A record. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
And Madeline is joining us now. But first, if you need Narcan or Naloxone to reverse possible opioid overdoses, go to nextdistro.org or contact your state health department. With that being said, I want to welcome Madeline to the program.
Hi.
Hi. So Madeline, tell us a little more about the crime lab in Meridian. I mean, what did it look like? I mean, is it crowded?
Right. So yeah, it is actually extremely crowded. The actual lab work kind of happens in two main rooms that they showed me. One is basically a room with tables, and every table is completely covered in machines to analyze things. And then there's the other room that has lab benches, and people are just working side by side, pretty much. There's hardly any room. And, you know, what lab director Gamut kind of pointed out is, you know, if there was an incident of any kind, you know, that could contaminate the entire area because it's so small. So they do have concerns about their own safety, but also just being able to continue working with that pretty cramped space.
So you talked with Idaho health officials about these fentanyl test strips, but they said that they wouldn't be pushing to legalize them this year. And I guess their fear is that if they put all this effort into it, it would fail. So can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, absolutely. So there's a few things to know here. One is that the health department says there were discussions about pushing to change the law this year, but they were walked back. Reporter James Dawson asked the governor about that in a press conference, and Little said basically he had no idea the discussion was even happening. But now, like, if you look in New Mexico, they suspect that failing to change the law last year cost them 250 lives. It would likely be much lower in Idaho because our opioid overdose rates are significantly lower. but they are also on the rise. So another thing to note is that health officials acknowledge that even if they pass the law this year, that they'd need to get the strips and then disseminate them. And there's no guarantee that'd be a fast process if they haven't fully educated lawmakers on why we need this and how fast they want to get it out. So, I mean, right now, the challenge is even convincing lawmakers to open up drug paraphernalia laws, which is something that a lot of lawmakers are reticent to do anyways.
And then some critics of these test strips, Madeline, might say that people will simply use them to find fentanyl because it is a potent drug that they want to take. So is there any evidence of that?
So the carefully worded answer to that is it's possible someone could do that, but it isn't likely. And I'll tell you why. There's two main reasons. One is that even if you are addicted to a substance, if you have substance use disorder, it doesn't mean, you know, you're ready to die. A lot of these drugs that have fentanyl, the quality control is so poor and it continues getting worse that the DEA has found that nearly half of pills that have fentanyl have enough to kill. So, I mean, it's really, really not a good time to be taking any sort of black market pills right now, but especially if you think there might be fentanyl in them. Beyond that, even if you know there's fentanyl and you think that, you know, you have a high enough tolerance to take a lot of it potentially, it actually, you come down and you start getting withdrawals faster from fentanyl than you would with other drugs. So you'll end up starting to get sick sooner. And that is a lot of people who have been using for a while, you know, they don't even really get that high anymore. They're just trying to avoid that withdrawal, avoid getting sick. So they don't really want to use fentanyl for that reason too. So that's the long and short of that answer. It's possible, yeah, but not likely.
And then, Madeline, I think you said something pretty concerning in your story, and that was already there are substances that these test strips can't detect. So if that's the case, what can we do to then help prevent deaths from these new substances?
Right. So this is an example of our need for an all-of-the-above strategy where fentanyl testers, the proof for them is that they can change behavior. They make people think about what they're going to use and make them use more carefully with naloxone or Narcan, which reverse opioid overdoses, right? We need more education. Teens today cannot experiment with drugs like they used to be able to because they can just simply die the first time they try them. It's one of those things that we just need more education, more access to things. These drugs will continue to evolve. A lot of people didn't think it could get any worse than heroin. And now we have fentanyl. And now we have fentanyl derivatives. You know, it will continue to evolve. So we need better education, more outreach, because this is moving really quickly. And like you said, you know, Narcan and naloxone, there are resources in Idaho. Most pharmacies, like a lot of them, actually, you can get Narcan or naloxone there. You can also go to those websites, like you noted, nextdistro.org, and that provides information. And it also does things like mailing Narcan or naloxone to people.
Well, Madeline, as always, thank you so much for your reporting on this and really going in depth with it.
Absolutely.
We've been talking with Mountain West News Bureau reporter Madeline Beck about her series on fentanyl. Now, if you would like to learn more, make sure you check out Madeline's ongoing coverage on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Up next, a conversation with Boise's mayor about the need for more housing for people experiencing homelessness.